Naloxone has become a powerful tool in the battle to save lives of people who overdose on opioids. It quickly reverses the effects of an overdose and can restore normal respiration to someone who's stopped breathing. Naloxone is sold under different brand names, the most recognizable of which is Narcan. And in Philadelphia, paramedics revive thousands of people each year using Narcan. But after they come around, more and more drug users are refusing an ambulance ride to the hospital. And as reporter Joel Wolfram discovered, that's making it even tougher to get them into treatment.
The gravel road behind Genevieve Gear's home in Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood has become a popular place to inject heroin. It's an area that struggles with a large population of homeless drug users. Not long ago, Gear saw a man laying on the ground outside her back gate. A woman was leaning over him in a panic.
He was turning kind of purple. She was screaming. Then the ambulance pulled up, and the guys got out of the ambulance. They jabbed him with the Narcan. And then, he took a great big deep breath and looked stunned.
When the man came around, Gear says the paramedics asked him a list of questions, including whether he wanted to seek addiction treatment and get checked out at the hospital. He said no, and soon his rescuers got in the ambulance and drove away. Not long after they left, Gear says the woman he was with started rifling through a purse.
She pulls out needles, and then they moved a little further down the street, and then they shot up again.
Philadelphia paramedics say 16% of the patients they revive with Narcan refuse a ride to the hospital. That number has tripled over the past 2 years. The head of emergency medical services at the Philly Fire Department, Jeremiah Laster, says paramedics try to get everyone who's overdosed into that ambulance. But they're not required to transport patients who are alert and oriented after getting Narcan, and Laster says it can be difficult to persuade them to take the ride.
It's a difficult thing, but you can't force the care on people.
Laster says these patients need monitoring to make sure they don't fall back into an overdose when the Narcan wears off. Skipping the ambulance ride could also mean missing an opportunity to access treatment. Hospitals throughout Philadelphia and the state are working on a way to make emergency rooms better entry points, adding detox beds and offering medications that help people get off heroin. But if overdose patients don't get to the ER, they're less likely to get help.
It's a near-death experience, and you really want to get these people the help they need.
During the first half of 2017, Philadelphia paramedics administered Narcan more than 3,000 times, close to twice as many as the same period the year before. That means there's more awareness among drug users of the withdrawal symptoms that follow a hit with Narcan and how many hours they might be stuck in the ER. A lot of people paramedics are saving these days already know the drill.
I've had 3 overdoses in my lifetime.
Lewis Brown was revived by paramedics each time. He's now in recovery and does outreach work for the harm reduction nonprofit Prevention Point Philadelphia. But the first time Brown OD'd, he was living out in an abandoned building.
My overdose actually saved my life. I had walking pneumonia, and I didn't want to go to the hospital. And the paramedics was like, you got a lot more going on. Like, you should go to the hospital.
He listened to them and spent 4 months in a hospital bed recovering from the pneumonia. But after the second and third overdoses, Brown said no to the ambulance. The withdrawal symptoms were too much to bear.
Diarrhea, throwing up, nose snotting, cold shakes, you don't want to feel that. So instead of going to the hospital and getting more treatment, I went and got more heroin, The same thing that just almost took my life, I ran right back and got again.
Prevention Point's Associate Executive Director, Silvana Mazzella, says it's important to tell overdose survivors that the withdrawal symptoms are a temporary effect of the Narcan and that it's not safe to use again. Prevention Point often monitors drug users they can't convince to get more medical care to make sure the overdose doesn't relapse when the Narcan wears off. She says the reality is that right now, many hospitals don't do that much more for them.
You might get offered treatment. That treatment will likely not be available right away. Someone is in withdrawal after that reversal, so if they are waiting several hours for that treatment assessment, it's unlikely that someone's going to stay.
Hospitals are working on ways to get that treatment started faster. Mazzella says that until that happens, overdose survivors who have gone to the ER before are more likely to walk away from paramedics. To address this, Philadelphia recently announced it's creating an overdose response unit that will travel with paramedics to the scene. When drug users turn down the ambulance ride, A social worker and recovery specialist on the team will talk to them about treatment options and how to prevent future overdoses. Jeremiah Laster, head of the city's paramedic service, says it could help to have a different messenger convey that information.
Every time 911 is called, people are not happy to see us. They're not happy to see us. You inject somebody with Narcan and now they're yelling and screaming at you because you just blew their high. I mean, that's the reality of this drug and this epidemic.
The city says the new teams will start responding to calls this summer. For Here and Now, I'm Joel Wolfram in Philadelphia.
And Joel's story comes to us from member station WHYY.